was a what? They call that a
boar.
And then
sow. It was a female.
And then the one that had been marked or altered was a what? What'd they call that?
Now you've got it right there.
Okay.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. And did you know what the little ones were?
Well, pigs. That's all they were called until they got, and they usually picked out certain ones that they wanted to keep, you know, if they were registered, something like that, and then they'd operate on those right away.
Did you ever hear of them coming up wild here?
Hogs? Well, in years past, they said they had wild hogs, but I've heard of it, and that's all.
They would have those.
Yeah, that's right. They used to, from down here, you know where number 14 intersects number one goes up this way, on your way to Rolling Fork. Now you see number one is where you turn off, go towards Greenville.
Yes,
and all of that was just a dense woods from here on down. It's just nothing but, and it's been, a lot of it's been cleaned up just in the last few years.
It has?
Yes. And that's where most of the deer hunting was.
Okay.
And do you know that in Issaquena County, Teddy Roosevelt came here to hunt bear?
I didn't know that. I hear they still have some bear here.
Well, said there was one seen over here on the levee, but I don't. somebody said they saw it. Said they thought it came across the river. But that's been recently. But he really did. Now, my husband was tax assessor, and I used to go with him, and we this old Negro that lived down at Valley Park. You came through there, I'm sure.
Mm.
And out back of Valley Park, we went out there to see him to get his assessment. They used to have to go and assess people, you see. And he told us all about Teddy Roosevelt coming down there, and he hunted with him. And that was in Issaquena County, you see.
Rare privilege.
Yeah. Now, when the president was at Yazoo City, they told it over there that he only came to Yazoo City. So somebody picked it up later and brought in the fact that he hunted and killed bear in Issaquena County too, which he did.
Who?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, no. They said Teddy Roosevelt was the only one that had ever been, only president that had ever been to Yazoo City.
I was going to say.
When Jimmy Carter, you see, when he came, you know.
He played baseball, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about him? You're a good Democrat, aren't you?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. Sorry,
I'm an old-time Democrat. We don't have any more old-time Democrats. You know that? You're from
They're
Georgia.
They're new-time Republicans. That's what they are.
That's right.
That's what
that's
they are.
That's exactly it. Now, let me tell you. When I was real young, we did not have any Republicans in this county. One old man who was
shot on
from the north, and about three or four Negroes that voted. They did not vote in primaries. They voted in the general election, you see. But they never attempted to vote in a primary because they were Republicans, you see. That was a Democratic primary. And this Mr. Jefferson, just a fine old gentleman. But he never voted until the general election. He voted for the president and, you know, and anyone who was a Republican.
Yeah.
That's right.
The president was always Republican, huh?
No, he wasn't always that. I said but he, that's who he voted for. He knew when he voted who he was going to vote for.
Yes, sir.
Was for the Republican. And I say, you're from Georgia, and you may be a staunch Jimmy Carter.
No, I'm a Republican, actually. I didn't vote for Republican.
Well, I didn't either. I really didn't. I didn't think Ford had had a chance. He went in there, and he had a challenge that the legislature was against him.